A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord.
God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your heart be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. In accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
Until the end of the world. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak new languages, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. Now, it's tempting to think that when Jesus ascended into heaven, he headed somewhere beyond the moon, beyond Mars. You know, he headed somewhere to some location out there in space. Do you remember the Soviet cosmonaut? He was 27 years old. The Soviet cosmonaut, Yuri Gagarin. Yuri was the first man to enter into space, and he did it on April 12, 1961. The official atheist propaganda machine claimed that Yuri said this, "I went up into space, but I did not encounter God." So it's tempting to think like Yuri, right? You know, Jesus must be somewhere in some location out there in space. If he's not, Jesus must not exist. The reality is this: heaven in the Bible is God's space, and earth is our space. Heaven is not some physical location, it is God's dimension. Heaven and earth, therefore, are two dimensions of reality. Earth is one of space, time, and matter, and heaven is not. They both, though, overlap. Not completely, but they do overlap. So the risen body of Jesus is the first and so far the only object which is fully at home both on earth and in heaven. And the reason why is that Jesus's body is the beginning of God's new creation. Jesus's risen body anticipates the complete coming together of heaven and earth. It's going to happen one day. So when Jesus is lifted up, he goes into God's dimension. And the cloud that was lifted up with Jesus into heaven is a sign of God's presence. Think of the pillar of cloud that accompanied the Israelites as they wandered through the desert. Or think of the cloud that filled the Jerusalem temple when God became suddenly present there in a new way. Jesus has gone into God's dimension of reality. He will be back, though, when heaven and earth become one. This is what we mean by the second coming. So the obvious question is this: when will the second coming happen? And many people think they know when this will happen. Some have speculated that Pope Francis is the last pope before the second coming. Now, you got to remember, they said the same thing about Benedict the 16th. Others predicted, y'all remember this? Others predicted that the end of the world would occur on December 21st, 2012. Y'all remember that? That's the end of the great cycle in the Mayan calendar. Nostradamus, remember that dude? He prophesied 250 years ago that a king of terror would come back to the earth. And that was supposed to happen in 1999. So go back to the question: when will the second coming of Jesus happen? And Jesus gives us the answer, and you might not like it. It is not for you to know the time or the season that the Father has established by his own authority. In other words, don't worry about it, because you're not going to figure it out, okay? Rather, be concerned what God is doing right now. God is renewing, he's transforming, and he's perfecting his creation, and has given you the opportunity to participate in that new creation. So you got two choices. You can respond and receive the Holy Spirit and thus become a new creation, or you can reject the Holy Spirit and be completely left out of God's kingdom. The choice is yours.